It's a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And let's give an opportunity to Channa calling us from Greenville. Hi, Channa.
Hi.
So Channa is 35, has brown hair, drives a Traverse, is in accounting, and is single.
Right. Ooh, opportunity. Like, you get these tickets and you can be like, you know, all right, who's going to go with me to this show?
I know that.
That's
yeah.
What
but,
I'm hoping for.
Well, but Channa, you don't want a guy that just wants you for your great hookup and your things, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You want a guy that's there for you, who loves Channa for Channa, right?
That's true.
That
but it could
true.
Start with a concert.
But there's a chance.
There's
absolutely.
Yes, that is true. That is true. So if there were some eligible bachelors listening to the show right now, what sort of individual are you looking for?
Oh, let's see. Let's see. I need a little bit taller than me.
Okay, so
I'm asking for. I'm five six, so I'm not asking for much.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty typical. What kind of celebrity does he need to look like?
Ooh, if we could have like a Chris Pratt or a Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, girl. Yes, yes, yes.
All right,
yes.
So your expectations aren't very high, obviously.
Nah, not at all.
Not at all.
All right.
Not asking for much.
All right. Well, Channa, good luck to you with that. It's Little Kid, Drunk Adult, and Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yeah, you know, you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out that story happened when the person was a little kid or made a bad decision as a drunk adult.
All right, you ready?
Okay, perfect.
All right, here we go. First one, Little Kid, Drunk Adult.
I got stopped by security shoplifting a Snickers from Walmart.
Okay. Oh. Ooh. That could go either way.
Well, could be, because you could be hangry.
That's true.
Or
that's true.
Could be a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, it's right there. They want you to take one.
What'd you say, Channa?
I'll go little kid.
Little kid. All right.
Little kid. Okay. Gosh. I feel like that could be the obvious answer.
Okay.
The kid just taking it. So, you know what? I'll stick with you on that one.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes!
Yay!
There you go. Yes, little kid.
So, okay, like I wanted a candy bar, and my mom told me that I couldn't have it, so I took off running out the door, candy bar in hand.
Oh.
Ran past the security guard and got chased down in the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
My gosh, because of a candy bar.
Okay, so this wasn't like my daughter thinking, well, it's right there for you to take. They must want you to just have it for free.
Obviously.
That is not the... She knew it was wrong and just bolted.
All right. Channa, you are one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I had to go to the hospital for putting a firework in my butt.
Oh, my God.
But honestly, who hasn't?
All of us.
I'm going to get this one out, but I haven't.
All right, so I'm alone on an island again.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm going drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yes, that has to be the only answer, because my kid better never.
No.
Curiosity, though.
Stop it. No. No.
How else are you going to get that bottle rocket to... All right, never mind. All right, so both of you saying drunk adult.
Uh-huh.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes. You were. Of course you were.
Yes.
That's a bad choice.
Yeah. Too much tequila on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I ended up putting a bottle rocket in my butt, and yeah, it exploded.
Oh, that's exactly what he did.
That could have been very ouchy. Ouchie,
because
Ryan.
Because you know bottle rockets, they have that little like stick that comes out of the rocket.
We know. Yeah. That's how that works.
And so you're supposed to put it in an actual bottle, and that's how you know you fire it off.
Uh-huh.
But you know, if you don't have a bottle, what else are you going to use?
What? Yeah, he had other plans.
He's probably a Boy Scout because, you know, you got to...
Boy Scouts are doing that?
No, I'm saying Boy Scouts figure out how to problem solve these situations.
I feel like the Boy Scouts are going to call right now and say, do not associate us with that story at all.
All right,
Channa. I need some medical professionals, though, to chime in and tell us exactly how many people they've seen because of that. It's probably more than we think.
All right. Well, Channa, you are 2 for 2 so far. Here we go. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got stuck in a storm drain.
Again, who hasn't?
Stuck in a storm drain. Oh, boy.
I'll say little kid. Hopefully, like, playing in a creek or, you know, playing around with a friend.
That's what I was thinking. Hopefully it's not around Halloween time and Pennywise down there.
All right, well. Ooh. So both of you saying little kid?
Yeah.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, you were.
There it is.
3 for 3.
Look at that. 3 for 3. 3 for 3.
I like it.
Good job.
My ball went down a storm drain, so obviously I went after it. I ended up getting stuck for over 6 hours.
Oh! Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, probably didn't have a cell phone to call mom either.
Hey, anybody know where Shelly is?
And the fire department and EMTs had to come in and save me.
Wow. All right.
A rescue operation and everything.
So.
Oh, dang.
All right. Well, congratulations, Channa. You are a winner.
Thank you. And awesome.
Yeah, and we're going to let you pick your ticket. Whether you want to go see Travis Scott or Drake, your choice.
Ooh, I think I want to go see Drake.
There you go.
All right. And now she's going to launch her own separate contest of who wants to go with me to the show.
There you go. Right. All right. Well, Channa, congratulations. Hang on the line another quick sec for us, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Oh, the best part is none of that happened to us. And that always makes me happy in this game. I can walk away with my head held high knowing I was not stuck in a storm drain for 6 hours and didn't put a bottle rocket in my butt.
All right. If you want to be a part of Little Kid Drunk Adult, we'd love your stories.
Yes. So record a voice note. Give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email it at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.